were listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Good morning. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and we are live in Abujamra, Brazil, here at John of God, and I have yet another special show for you today. And I'd like to introduce to you, right off the bat, a very special lady here in Abujamra who rescues all the stray dogs. And I don't know if it's cats too, but we'll find out. But she is the dog lady, and she is the super saver here. Ever since I started coming here, and it's amazing. So her name is Vivian Morrow, and welcome, Vivian.
Oh, thanks so much, Winifred, for inviting me. Looking forward to speaking to everyone out there.
What you're doing here is not only needed, but there is a epidemic of starving dogs in the city. Tell me a little bit about that. Like, tell the guests why that is here.
Oh, well, you know, in Brazil, it's a whole different consciousness with animals. The main problem we have here is education. People really are not educated about how to take care of cats and dogs. We're also in a third world country. So what happens is when people have dogs and when they get sick, they don't have conditions. They don't have economic conditions to pay. So a lot of times they'll put a sick dog on the road. They don't castrate because it's expensive, and it's also not a concept that people really understand here too well. So puppies are being born, and a lot of them end up on the roads, and then we end up with a lot of homeless animals who have no protection, no home, no food or water on the roads, and producing, making more and more and more. That's why we have a dog problem here in Abujamra.
Well, you know, I just fed the little one the other night, the little starving one.
Oh, the little white and black one?
No, he was a tan one, actually, a little baby tan one.
That one was named Hope. An American rescued that one. We got it over to a local veterinarian, and that's been adopted.
See, now that's exactly what she does, and you come here to John of God, and you might get yourself a dog and take it home.
I have sent 31 dogs. Yesterday, we sent number 31 out of Brazil. So the street dogs that I rescue, the tourists here that are doing this journey of healing with John of God, many of them have compassion for animals, and they want to take a dog home. And these are really special dogs because they're in the same healing energy field that people are in to do their own spiritual healing. So the dog is absorbing this beautiful divine light. The people are, and they make this connection, and they fall in love very easy because it's an opening up of a heart, your heart here.
That's very true, and I've experienced that with these dogs that are on the street, and they're all over. And this little one that I fed, he was bloated, and he was so weak because he just hadn't had any food.
Yeah, well, that's typical. Now more and more local people are dropping tourists off closer to the casa, closer to where the tourists are, because they know we have the compassion and we're concerned about the animals. So it's like we're a savior in this community because we pay attention to the animals.
And so what do you do when you get an animal or you find one? How does that work?
Well, I take a look at the dog. I see what's wrong with the dog. I see, you know, if they're salvageable, and of course they usually are. I mean, if a dog has distemper, I have rescued many dogs with distemper. That puts me at high risk, not for my health, but for my other dogs. I have to, it's a highly contagious disease in the dog world. So I have to make sure I wash all my clothes when I come home, et cetera. It's a very quick killing, fatal disease. It works very quickly on the respiratory digestive system. It can kill a dog in 2 days. So I have a special veterinarian in Annapolis, the next city over, who works with dogs with distemper, and he has healed all the dogs I brought there. He has a special recipe to heal animals with distemper.
That is so sweet.
Most of the dogs that I rescue here have tick disease. Ticks are very prolific here. We have so many ticks here in Brazil, and 90% of the dogs that I rescue have tick disease, and that's a 3-week treatment with antibiotic and vitamins. The big killer here is the tick disease, and once they receive their medicine, they're fine after 3 weeks. We have other diseases too, but vaccinations, they don't vaccinate here, and that's why dogs don't have a very long life in Brazil. Yeah. They live a long, short, hard life, and then they go back, you know.
And it's brutal to watch them on the street, really, because there's always the alpha male, and they kind of go after the little ones. There's a lot of little ones here.
Yeah, well, we have a kind of a dictator dog here now named Prince. He's a black dog. He's kind of like the general or dictator of Abajania. He monitors who comes on the road. If it's a dog his size, he will attack. Dogs under him, smaller than him, he might attack and kill. So we've got an eye on him. It is a problem because he's an alpha, which he's a dominant male. So we got to.
Yeah, he followed me home the other night, and I watched him try and attack a cat. Only the cat got him in the tongue.
Oh, he did. He did get a cat. I don't know if it was yesterday or this morning. He actually killed a kitten, and a tourist had another kitten in her hand. That was the one he didn't attack.
Oh, well, so it's important, this work that you're doing. And how did you actually get into this? How did? I mean, obviously, well, you're from the United States, and yeah. How did you come down?
Well,
here
I was a guide. Well, first of all, I came here 14 years ago, very sick. I was seeking John of God for healing. I had full-blown chronic fatigue being a school teacher and was very burned out, completely burned out. I couldn't work. So I came down here with a guide, and I felt better immediately, and I kept on coming back. And then I became a guide pretty much right away, taking groups from New York down here, you know, mental, physical, spiritual healing, turning people's lives around. And then I rescued a dog in 2008, a German shepherd who had cancer, a huge cancer tumor named Lucky. And so Lucky was healed by John of God. 1 year later, we flew back to New York cancer-free. So
how did he do that? For Lucky.
Well, it was a series of events that were organized by higher beings here, the entities we call it, they arrange things to happen for you so that you do get your full healing. I also had a healing through Lucky because he had a little chihuahua with him that was his girlfriend. And believe it or not, she was a tall chihuahua. She got pregnant by him. And one day before I was supposed to return to the United States, before my flight, the day my visa expired, she had three puppies.
Oh, no.
So it gave me an extra 6 months here of healing. So I had a full year of healing here. And then Lucky flew back to the United States with me. Then after he passed away a few years later, I always thought to come back to Brazil. And then I decided, you know, I'm going to live here for a year. We'll see how it goes. And I asked John about it. I said, you know, I want you to show me my mission. What's my mission? Up came the dogs. It was automatic. I just started rescuing. And I'm also a photographer. I photograph the animals. And I'm a teacher, so I'm educating in the community. I'm in schools talking to children how to take care of cats and dogs. So it became like a very natural thing. And so now I'm up to over 130 dogs, rescues. And I do rescue cats. But not so much, more dogs. And we have sent 31 dogs out of Brazil with my adopt and fly service.
Which only takes 2 to 3 days, by the way.
Yeah, to go to the United States, it's very easy. It's a rabies shot and a health certificate, and you're on the airplane with American Airlines. Very good deal. To Europe, I had sent 5 dogs to Europe. It's a little bit more complicated. Europe involves a microchip, rabies shot, and then a blood test 30 days later, and then a 3-month quarantine. Here is 4 months.
Wow.
We sent one cat who now lives in the Swiss Alps, a very special cat.
A blessed cat in the Swiss Alps. What a life.
Well, a very nice life, better life maybe than you and I.
And so how can people contribute? Because every time that I come here, people talk about you, and they say, but I have to find her. I don't know how to find her, and I don't know how to contribute. And you need donations to do this, because this is really kind of a service that you're donating your... Yeah.
Well, this is mission work, so this means, like, I don't really have a choice. It's my mission. Well, look, I take care of 25 dogs a day, believe it or not. I built a kennel with tourist donations. I did a GoFundMe, and I continue to raise money on the computer because I have to feed 25 dogs a day. So that's very challenging sometimes. So I'm always looking for donations. I do fundraising on the main road with my car. It can be a little tricky sometimes, fundraising, because the community doesn't, how can I say it? They are not animal-loving community, so it can be challenging. So I have a GoFundMe site. It's www.gofundme.com. and then it's a forward slash, and then 8T33BAVW. That takes you directly to my campaign.
1833?
8T.
8, and then the letter T.
33.
B-A-V-W.
VW. And it's going to change. We're going to change that to make it easier so people can memorize it easier. Mm-hmm. So, and I do take them to local veterinarians. And
can people email you?
Yes, they can email me at my name, Vivian Morrow, one straight word, VivianMauro at yahoo.com. That's my email.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
And also, I'm on Facebook. I have a page called Animals Lovers Abajanya, and you can see my rescue work there. And also, you can friend me on Facebook with my name, Vivian Morrow. There's a picture of me with two dogs if they want to know who I am.
Now, what if somebody in the United States wants a dog from here, and you happen to have one? Can you just ship one over?
I have
to go with somebody?
I have done that. Well, it's most of the times the tourists that have stayed here, I really want that dog. I'm leaving tomorrow. I know it's enough time. Can you organize it? I have done that. I need to find a tourist flying close to the city where you live. And I need to find, yeah, that tourist would be kind of like we call it a airline escort. They check in with the dog, basically, and the dog flies underneath the airplane as a checked baggage. We've also sent dogs as emotional support animals with tourists. They get to fly right on the airplane next to the person. So anything's possible, really. Anything's possible.
Aww. And what kind of dogs are these?
Well, all the dogs I rescue are street dogs, or they're dogs who have been abandoned. What happens typically here a lot is people move and they leave their dogs behind. I have a dog in my neighborhood. The people left the country, and the dog is still sitting at the front gate waiting for them to return. The neighbor feeds the dog. He has no home.
That's heartbreaking. Why do people do that here?
Why? Because it's a consciousness. Yeah, they have... I'll tell you, my number one question I get in the schools from children at an elementary level is, Vivian, do animals have feelings? So you see, that's where we're starting. If you knew an animal has feelings, you wouldn't leave them behind because you know they suffer with an emotional loss.
How can people be in a community with John of God where this consciousness is so profound and not know that right outside the gate?
Well, I'll tell you, when we talk about Abajanya, we really talk about two different cities. We talk about the city that's around John of God, which is in the middle of a very powerful energy field. We call it a vortex, geographical vortex, where the energy for healing is exponential. It's really powerful if you come here. We have a huge crystal mine underneath us, and we have a huge spiritual city above us of the saints and the deceased medical doctors that come down through John of God, John of God's body that he incorporates. So the energy is really powerful here in this part of Abajanya.
Okay, now hold on 1 minute. We're going to take a quick break, and she's going to continue and answer that question. We're going to be right back. So you're listening to Making Life Brighter. Hold on just 1 minute. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com.
You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and I am live here in Brazil with Vivian Moro, and she is the dog rescue lady here, and she has a special GoFundMe campaign that you can support, or you can adopt a dog from her here out of Abajania and give it a loving home wherever you live. And so she has set up a service and could use your help in supporting that service, which really does sincerely help animals daily, especially dogs here in Abajania. And when we went to break, she was talking about why people aren't conscious when this is such a conscious place, kind of because of the casa, and right across the street, there's this unconsciousness going on with the dogs.
Well, okay, so we're here in the John of God community, which is a huge international community, people coming from all over the world for their healing. So yes, the consciousness here in this part of Abajania is very high. There are animal lovers here. People look out for street dogs. They call me all the time. I'm concerned about this dog. Can you help this dog, etc.? But when you cross the highway, you get into real Brazil, which I live on the other side, and I do, so I understand how they think. So I now speak fluent Portuguese, so I know how they think and I know how they feel, so I can do my work easier. I need to be part of it to fix it. So when you cross the highway, you're in real Brazil. I call it raw Brazil. I call it the Wild West because it's like anything goes over there. And it's typical Brazilian in the way that they're very easygoing. They let things go. When we talk about consciousness, there's not an awareness for animal suffering. There seems to be a lack of compassion. And that is, it could be because it's a third world thing. It could be because they're a poor community and they can't pay attention to dogs so much. But it is really a lack of compassion, and that comes from the heart. So it makes it challenging because I could literally see a dog dying in front of a person and look at the person's eyes, and I don't see that there's any emotional suffering going on whatsoever. And I ask myself often the question, how can this be? This is an animal who's dying. So what I'm here, really, my bigger mission is to wake up Brazil. I just don't want to do animal rescue the rest of my life. What I want to do is affect the media, the TV, the computer, the radio. I want to open up compassion and awareness for animals that they do start taking care of the animals. That's my bigger mission. That's the big
picture.
That's
a beautiful mission. And yeah. You hear that, everybody? So you have to share this show to 10 of your friends all over the world and help Vivian so she can help the animals and also help the people here. But with the CASA right up the street, what do you hear? What do the people here say about that? Because do they go there? Do they go to get help from John of God themselves?
Oh, you mean the community? Well, mm-hmm. You know, we're living in a the community that we live in here is basically evangelical. So I believe that it's a Christian-based religion,
Not John of God. No, you're talking about the indigenous.
No, it's interesting. The local people don't really see John of God. It's more the foreigners, the international community that's coming here for healing. You know?
Why is that?
I tell you, it's because what they're doing at the CASA is called Spiritism. And Spiritism is one of the religions in Brazil. We have Chico Xavier and Allan Kardec, who were the front runners of the Spiritist religion. We are basically an evangelical community, so that's why they're not frequenting the CASA.
But see, now people will take that as that John of God is a religious thing, and it's not.
No,
it's non-denominational as a healing
yeah.
type of
anybody's
campus.
Welcome here, because you know it's mental, it's physical, it's spiritual, emotional. So whatever you need, you're going to get that healing here. And it all comes down to basically opening up your heart. That's that's the shortcut to healing. If you have a blocked heart, blocked energy in your heart chakra, unforgiveness, you're not going to heal. No matter what you do, if you don't let other people go, that pipeline of energy, the healing energy, that was my own story, won't come through. So, yeah, so it's a spiritual place. So it doesn't matter what you believe, you're going to get healing energy.
Now, these people are primarily Catholic, is that correct?
Well, the country, well, let me see. Brazil is a Catholic country, and the Pope doesn't like when people say that because anything goes in Brazil. There's many religions. They have many religions in Brazil, but they call themselves a Catholic country, yeah. Yeah.
And so the Pope's not proud of that?
I don't know about the Pope. I know the new Pope is a very advanced guy, and the new Pope has even said that dogs have souls.
That should help.
He's a pretty hip guy, because we all know that for many years, but now finally in the Catholic Church, they're starting to accept that fact, you know. And I know I work with animals constantly. I know they have souls.
Well, yeah. What do you need most in your situation with helping these dogs?
Well, you know, I built a kennel. I have space for the animals that I rescue. I need economic support because of all the dog food that I need every day to feed my 25 dogs, and that number fluctuates up and down. But basically, it's 25. Economic support for medicine, to visit the veterinarians, gasoline in my car to drive dogs back and forth. It's mostly economic, yeah.
Tell people again your email so they can contact you if they would like to obtain a dog or even adopt a dog just at a distance to help you support the dog.
Sponsor a dog, foster a dog. My email is easy. It's one word. My name, Vivian, Vivian, Mauro, at yahoo.com, yahoo.com.
So when you had your healing here, what was the most profound thing that you recognized for yourself?
Oh, wow. I've had many experiences here. It was my first trip. I was very sick. My guide said, Vivian, you need to ask to have an experience to know God is real. Because I pretty much closed the door and said he doesn't exist because I was so sick. Many people do that. They say, no, I don't believe in God. Look, I'm so sick. Poor me, poor me, poor me. I had a very interesting massage from a famous masseuse here named Sharon. He sent the light of God right through my body. And what I got from that massage was the light of God went right through me, and the voice of God was in my heart. And a voice said, Vivian, I love you. And then the voice said, love is all there is. And I thought, oh my God, the Beatles were right. Love is all there is. And I was in a state of total ecstasy. Like I've never felt before. I was in a state of total bliss and ecstasy. I was laughing and crying at the same time because God had just spoken to me, Vivian, I love you, in a very deep voice. Love is all there is. Oh, and then I was like, oh my God, the Beatles were right. And I'm laughing and I'm crying and I'm yelling, I'm shouting in this masseuse's, you know, I'm on this, you know, massage table. And then the third thing the voice said was, share love. And I'm like, oh, that's it. That's all I need to know. I'm loved. Love is all there is, and share love. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, I have to tell everyone. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, no, you can't tell anyone. They think you're crazy. So I got off the table. The masseuse's wife was at the door. And I said, Mari, honey, I said, does this happen to everyone? And she said, yes, but everyone has a different experience. And then I said, well, you're married to the guy. How many massages do you get a week? You must know the secret of the universe. And she had a beautiful smile, and she said, too. And I was like, whoa. So I went out the door, and I had to write down my experience like a paragraph, like what did you go, how was it? And I couldn't even find human words, adjectives big enough to explain this mind-blowing, circuit-blowing experience that where God just came through my body. And I recorded it on my microcassette recorder outside. In those days, you know, we had microcassette recorders, and I have that experience with me to this day about what happened. And then I went back to the United States like the next day, and I completely left my past behind. I dropped into the now. Everybody says, well, live in the now, live in the now. Well, wait until you really do it, because the past has nothing to do with who you are today. And I left all my victim consciousness behind, all the people who I didn't like, all the people I couldn't forgive. I left that behind in Brazil, and I just dropped into the moment. And so you make your days, you make your future right now. And it's such a beautiful, very cliche, live in the now, but boy, wait until you really do it. It's amazing. I turned my life around, turned everything around. My friends changed, my family relationships changed. Everything changed, and my life became easier because I knew I was loved. I needed to hear that. And we are all connected with our source energy. We are all loved.
So you know, you knew then unequivocally something different that was sort of...
Well, you're feeling it. You feel it in your heart.
It's like a biological sequence that's different suddenly. You're vibrating differently after that, right?
Well, you get the it's like someone talks to you and all of a sudden you shift. Yeah. You know, but you're not just talking to anybody. You know, God is just coming right through your body. That's a pretty strong experience.
And you've been here now for how many years?
Well, that was 14 years ago when I first came here very sick with chronic fatigue. And then everybody's like, Vivian, you know, you should be a guide. You're a natural. I spoke Spanish. And so, I started taking a few months later. I took my tour guide from Rio de Janeiro. He wanted to come. And then I started taking small groups from Buffalo, New York, and then people from New York City. And I did that for about 10 years. So now I've been living here 3 years as an animal rescuer.
That's beautiful.
So I'm still kind of a guide, but I'm...
You're a different kind of guide.
I'm putting dogs. many people don't have husbands or children or boyfriends, and the dog, you know, will give you that unconditional love that you don't have at home that you're missing. And so I set people up with dogs because I know the dogs have the tremendous capacity to help us heal, and we know this in the United States. And
these dogs seem particularly loving.
Well, these dogs are really special because they are in the John of God community, and there is a huge amount of pure divine cosmic light. That's why people come here, that they're absorbing to turn their lives around. The animals are sleeping here at the casa. So
they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're meditating all day, and these dogs are sleeping next to us. So they're absorbing the same pure divine cosmic light. So these dogs are special because they're healers, and many people bring them back because of that reason.
That is so beautiful. So we'll be right back. We're going to talk with Vivian Morrow even more, and she's going to share with us some of her amazing stories that she's witnessed here down live at John of God in Abajania, Brazil. Stay tuned.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to makinglifebrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
We're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and we're live down here in Abadania, Brazil at John of God. And this past week was a very powerful week here at the Casa, and it was the week that Dominacio, the patron saint, gave up his sword and laid it at the feet of the Virgin, the Black Virgin Mary. Is that right? Mm-hmm. And in Montserrat. And wow, wow, wow. Oh my gosh, we were swimming in energy this week because Dominacio came in to John of God's body and the entire healing phalange accompanied him. And you could feel that. It was actually like tangible. It was just unbelievable. Were you there? Did you get to feel
it? No, I didn't go. I was busy with my animal rescue work.
You were doing the animal rescue
work. No, but I heard about it, and I can understand. I've been in the Casa when things like that happen. Yes, it's wonderful.
We're speaking with Vivian Moreau, and she is the animal rescue lady here. She is the dog rescue person, and if you need to adopt a dog that's loving and cosmically charged by the Casa, then you can contact Vivian. But she has amazing stories of her own photography work here and the healings that go on. Tell us a little bit about...
Well, we'll talk about photography. I mean, you know, people do send their photos to Brazil, and the photos are placed, the entities, the beings of light, the saints and the deceased medical doctors that work with John of God are doing the healing work. So if you send a photo to Brazil, and I could receive those photos if you're interested, We place them in the sacred triangle for healing. Your eyes need to be visible because this is the window of the soul. So when the photos are placed in the triangle, the sacred triangle, the healing starts. And you can pretty much ask for any type of healing, mental, physical, spiritual, or emotional. And you write down exactly what you need to heal from, your full name, your address, and your birthday. And you will see, I brought over hundreds of photos down here throughout the years and seen many people's lives change just by having their photo placed in the triangle. Also putting dogs' photos who need healing. But because I'm a photographer, and when I lived here that 1 year, I was thinking, man, how can I use my photography to show the world what's going down here? And I thought, shoot, you know, I'm going to photograph people when they jump off the bus. So I would literally take photographs of people coming off the buses, busloads, and saying, look, I'm going to take your photo now, and when you leave 10 days later, I'm going to come right back right before you leave and take another photo. Is that okay? And I had many, many photographs of people before and after. And you would not believe the change you see in people. In their eyes, they look happier. Their smiles were more authentic. They look so much younger. The anger, the worry, the depression was off of their faces. When they came in, some of them looked like they had black clouds over their heads. And then when they left, they looked like completely different people. It was very, very interesting. And I started putting the photos together, making like a kind of a collage. And I asked if I could publish a book of just photos, and they said no, because they don't want, you know, they really don't want you to quantify what's going on. They want you to feel it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And they don't want to limit it either, because that's before and after that one trip, they could have several trips unfoldment, and then there could be more, right?
Right. Well, the healing is exponential in the sense that you come here, you get your healing, but you continue to get more and more healing. You continue to get more and more healing after you go home, because the entities come home with you. You take the casa herbs, which is basically passiflora. That's the healing that's used here. And your life changes, and then they work on something else. So it's a process. It's a whole life process. It's not that you come here and it's all over and that's the end of it. Healing is a process. It's not an event.
It's a state of being.
Yes. And you have your whole life to heal, you know. But when you do clean up your act, your family gets cleaned, because it's the healing that occurs here is five generations of healing. You're going back to your mother's generation, your grandmother's generation, and you're going two generations ahead with your children and your grandchildren. People that come here from Germany often say, Vivian, why am I thinking of the concentration camp? I said, well, that was the days of your grandparents, and your family is getting a clearing from the time in the concentration camp. It's in your consciousness. It's in your DNA. That has to be cleared, you know.
So, that's amazing. Yes, I've heard many people talk about that, and they have really powerful, unexpected emotional cleanses, if you will, particularly in the current room.
Yeah, the current room is fascinating. It's a room where we're all sitting down, basically meditating with our eyes closed for a few hours. Sometimes you just close your eyes and you wake up, you don't even know where you were. It's really powerful. I know a guy who had 9 brain tumors, and John of God always said, go sit in my current room. And they all disappeared, 9 brain tumors.
And that's without a surgery, that's just meditation.
That's meditation. It's a very high vibration room. The vibration is high, so John of God can do his healing work, because he is doing surgery on people, believe it or not, without any anesthesia. And I had my eyes scraped with a kitchen knife with no pain. I was in a bubble of another dimension where I felt no pain. I've seen many, many people get eye surgery. Until I got it myself, I really understood.
What did you feel in the middle of it?
Well, you can feel the pressure of the knife on your eye, but there's no pain involved. You're in another dimension. You're in the world of...
You can see the knife?
I saw the knife come down. One eye was closed, one eye was open. You're supposed to close both eyes. But after, I just got up and I started laughing. I mean, that was really... It's on tape. I have it on video. It's like, why were you laughing? I was in another dimension where there's no pain.
That's amazing. You know, and what did you notice after the fact, if you can share that?
Well, it was a series of 10 days. You have to kind of stay within the CASA guidelines. There's many rules here to follow to get the maximum of your healing. I had to wear opaque, dark-colored glasses so the light wouldn't come in, so my eyes would heal. But being a photographer, I photographed my face every day for the 10 days that I was receiving that full treatment. And it was interesting how I went from anger, I went through a variety of emotions till I came out looking really pure and full of light. It was a process of many days of going through certain feelings to get to the other side. Healing, you know, it's not always a beautiful thing. Many people think, oh, I'm going to get a miracle, I'm going to go there. Well, healing, sometimes you've got to go through the dark stuff to come out on the other side. And that's what a lot of people are afraid of.
And you have to follow the rules.
Yes, there's many rules. That's why it's good to have a guide, you know. If anybody wants to come, I'll be happy to guide you, you know, kick you through the CASA process. It's a 10-day process, but it's very powerful. It will turn your life around 180 degrees. And that's what I heard from the lady who first guided me. I needed to hear that, and it worked for me. And many, I don't know how many millions of people he's healed here. He sees 300-400 people a day. And he works here.
Thousand, you mean?
I don't know the numbers. I don't know the numbers. Sometimes the lines are huge.
Thousands a day. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to ask you, what strikes you as one of the most profound healings you've heard of or witnessed yourself here?
Oh, wow, that's a good question.
There's probably so many that you've seen.
I hear miracles daily. I see things, you know.
Well, you know, when he goes up and does surgeries on stage, they are very profound. And when he does physical surgeries, like you talked about, you received. Tell us a little bit about what that was like when you first started coming here, especially.
What do you mean by that?
In terms of, you know, he probably did a lot more physical surgeries at that point.
Yeah, well, he was doing more physical surgeries, I guess, you know, back maybe 10, 15 years ago.
And the profound effect that they have on the room and the people and what he's actually doing up there. People don't understand what he's doing.
Okay, so here is an ordinary man who's incorporating deceased medical doctors are coming through his body. His whole personality is being pushed aside to hold the space of basically deceased medical doctors, saints. They're coming in, he's a trance medium healer, a full trance medium healer, which means that his whole personality is pushed aside. His whole soul is pushed aside to receive the energy of these saints to do this and doctors to do the healing. So when he's incorporated. When he's incorporated, he can do surgeries. And you'll see when he's incorporated, his mannerisms are different. His eye color changes. He looks like the people that he's incorporated, which is fascinating. I have a friend who did a whole photography show on the different entities. There's 38 different people he can incorporate. Oh. So when he now has these deceased medical doctors who were healing people in Brazil hundreds of years ago or whatever recently, he has the ability to use a knife to heal people. And I mean, until you come here and see it yourself, you won't believe it. A lot of people who are skeptical say, oh, it's not true. It is true because you're standing right there in front of him. He picks the knife up off the tray, and he's making a cut in the person's body. And there's very, very little blood involved. Usually if you cut someone's body, it's going to be gushing with blood. Very little, just little blood involved. And what he's basically doing is putting energy in or taking energy out. And I've seen him remove tumors from women's breasts, taking big tumors out of people's bodies. It's quite amazing. And it's just basically one or two stitches. He's stitching the people's body, and then they're taken to the gurney and to the recovery room. And no people have had infections from any of these surgeries. You think about it. Where is the anesthesia, number one? Where is the, you know, the gauze and all that? They don't use that.
And the sterilization of the tools, which is the water, the blessed water.
The blessed water, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's fascinating. I mean, you know, you see people days later and they look like different people. Their energy is different. And And then, you know, they have many movies too, and they're talking to people about how they feel, how their lives have changed, you know.
There's a new movie coming out. It's going to be out next month, as a matter of fact. It should be in the theaters all around the world. So you can look for it. I think it's Silence in Prayer.
Oh, okay.
Silence is a Prayer. I think that's what it's called.
And another great one that was just a release called Quest to Heal. Quest to Heal. Very, very good movie.
Great. Uh-huh. Well, I want to say thank you very much for coming and being with us and sharing what you do here, your journey here, the things that have impacted you. I always ask people one question at the end of their segment. What makes your life brighter?
Ah, what makes my life brighter? Oh, okay, let me think. Well, I love to rescue dogs, so I'd have to say when I meet a tourist who says, I want to take a dog to the United States because I know that that dog is going to have an amazing life in the United States in a country that loves animals and takes care of them.
Wow. Thank you so much for coming, Vivian Morrow.
Thank you so much, Winifred.
Nice to meet you. And all right, everybody, we'll be right back with more here live in Abadjania, Brazil at John of God.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Have you seen Winifred's healing jewelry? See what collectors and celebrities have been adoring for decades. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning, based on the energetic healing property of natural semi-precious gemstones. Whether you prefer a custom design or wish to choose something special from her handcrafted line of jewelry, all of Winifred's designs are tuned in a crystal quartz tuning bowl to the word love. Blessed stones by masters and even John of God, these healing pieces have been coveted by happy customers for years. With a fine eye for energy and aesthetic, Winifred brings to life the beauty within each stone and its unique healing properties. Enjoy more energy with Brazilian citrine. Protect yourself from EMFs and rebalance with tourmalines. Break unwanted patterns with beautiful appetite. Choose from a wide variety of gemstones and their healing properties. Designs by Winifred is fine jewelry with meaning. Follow on Facebook at Designs by Winifred or email at info@designsbywinifred.com. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to makinglifebrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and that was Vivian Morrow, and she is the dog lady here in Abadjania. What an amazing service she does for all the dogs here that are feral and starving, literally. So you can go back and check out where you can find her GoFundMe page, as well as sharing this interview with people around the world to draw attention to what her service is so that she can be funded in order to continue to help these animals. They really are literally sometimes bloated and starving on the street. And they're so lovely. They're just so sweet. They're so cute. So if you know somebody that would love a blessed CASA dog, feel free to contact Vivian here and you can help an animal that's in need and give it a loving home. This week has been really, really profound here at the CASA. As I mentioned, Dominacio and the entire Falange was visiting because of the special holiday of Dominacio laying down his sword and basically giving his life over to the service of humankind and to God. And whenever he does that, it's really powerful. My goodness. Sitting there in the Great Hall, you feel like you're swimming underneath an ocean, and the energy is so strong. Just, it's something you have to feel. You can't describe it. It's been amazing this week, and the power and the surgeries, if anyone received a surgery, they're just so strong, so powerful this week. They've been very, very blessed. Anyone that's been here this week has been very blessed. It's not that people aren't otherwise, but there is some special invitation to that whenever that happens. The next time I come down here with a group will be in July, at the end of July. And people will also be experiencing that same wave of energy because that's the time in which Dominacio left his body. And so they usually all come and show up yet again. And it's going to be another magical week for us. There's just so many things that are beautiful down here that I could talk about. And as I speak right now, the sun is beginning to set over the valley. I've seen toucans. I've seen blue morpho butterflies. I have seen the elephants down in Brasilia on this trip, visiting with them, telling them about how their brothers and sisters went to the free roam sanctuary that you helped with. So thank you to everyone that contributed to that, because the elephants are heartened by knowing that there is a place somewhere here in South America where those that are retired from zoos can go now and roam free. And I have an entire series on the archives about the Elephant Free Roam Sanctuary, which I covered, and I went to and brought blessed crystals to the land for healing. So you can go back and listen to those if you haven't already. Vivian touched on a really important subject in what we talked about today, and that is the surgery protocols. And as an official daughter of the CASA and a guide, I can tell you firsthand that if you do not follow the surgery protocols, you can be missing out on how you heal. It's critical to follow the rules because you're really having a real surgery. There are times when people go home and they have no incision on the outside, but they have stitches visible on the inside through diagnostic testing. And these stitches actually get removed invisibly as well, and about a week later. And so they are real surgeries. And time and again, you'll hear stories here where people want to dismiss what happened to them because they can walk around and function, essentially, until they try to do something like running or exercise or something more strenuous. And then they feel it. They feel where they had had the surgery, or they feel overwhelmed by fatigue at that point, and they recognize their body's truly been worked on. So there's quite a bit that goes into these surgeries. And I think the number one thing I've said over and over again is how much you need to honor the process and honor with gratitude and humility that which has happened for you here. Because the entities of light and all the saints and all those that work through this phalange of amazing doctors are doing something for you that is not only cleaning up some of your karma, but it's cleaning up even things that could come for you in the future that you'd have to overcome. And they're reversing that process and getting you on a road where you can undo the root cause of what that is so that you don't have to go through it, whereas otherwise you would. So if you may have been say, prone to a disease or cancer or something, here in the surgeries, you may not have to go through that if you follow the protocols properly. If you have a disease and you're currently trying to rid your body of a disease, you are then able to more easily work on it with their help so that you can get a leg up and let go of that which caused it to begin with. And as Vivian pointed out, that's not always fun and it's not always easy. But what happens here is not discriminatory. Everyone gets worked on that comes here. Everyone gets healed in some form or another, in some manner. And it can be lighthearted, but it's not funny business. It's real healing. And the beauty of the CASA sits in the compassion of these saints and doctors. Despite your shortcomings, your idiosyncrasies, and all the things that you come with, they still work on you with great compassion, and they help you move forward. The sacred waterfall is such a beautiful cleansing on this campus. The current room, so that you can sit and do service for the world at the same time you receive. The surgeries in general, the blessing room, the crystal beds, the beauty of this area and the land all combined, and the beauty of meeting souls from around the world and sharing that with other people. Everything about that is very healing. But some people come and they need extreme healing right off the bat. And so they get that. And it may take another trip or two or three or four to complete some of those different stages of healing. And so people will return. And if the entity doesn't tell you to return, that doesn't mean you can't return. It just means that you've gotten that much done so far. So some people need to learn to value what's happened to them. And how do you value it if you don't even know what's happened to you? I think if you're working at your things and the things that you'd like to heal consciously, then other things can come along the way and also get healed as you're working along. It's almost like, you know, God helps those who help themselves, essentially. And when you take seriously that which is given to you, you have a greater opportunity to work on many things at one time, and grace comes upon you. So that is the beauty of this place, and it's just phenomenal. It really is. I can't say enough about it. Pretty much everything is provided here for optimum healing. And there is a give and take here that's just magical in its way. I'm not saying magic happens here, miracles happen here, but really love happens here. And that's what Vivian was talking about earlier in her work and the things that she's experienced, and also what is the groundwork for everything that goes on here. Is love, divine compassion. And divine compassion was certainly felt this week. And for those that were open to it and really centered on it, it was very, very powerful. And hopefully those of you at home that I've been focusing on personally could feel the wave coming to you. And if you're interested in coming to John of God, you can contact through Making Life Brighter, and you can check out some of the healing stories there and some of the other things that are upcoming here. You can stay tuned. You can email me directly at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And you can also go to Making Life Brighter for the archive of this show and share it with anybody around the world so that Vivian can help feed the dogs. Thank you so much, everybody. Go jolly. I hope you go out and you make somebody else's life brighter. Live from Abidjan, Brazil, at John of God.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go jolly!